Hi, I'm Andrew Hargett.
And I'm Logan Rice.
And you've joined us on To the Choir Master, Grace Note.
This week, we have our very first guest joining us on a Thursday episode of the Grace Note. He's been a little bit more behind the scenes throughout this To the Choir Master podcasting process, but he is Andrew's brother. Welcome to the show, Ben Hargett.
Hey guys, how's it going? Super excited to be here.
Ben, your Facebook and your Instagram are Benjamin, but I've just called you Ben. Would you prefer Ben or Benjamin Hargett?
Let's go with Benjamin.
Sweet. Benjamin it is.
And this has been a quite a fun experience for us to figure out how to set up. Ben is up in New York City right now. We are down in South Carolina, so we are doing this long distance, and it's pretty cool to be able to do this from afar.
Definitely.
Yeah, So Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and kind of how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah, awesome. You guys already said it, but I am Benjamin Hargett. I am Andrew's brother, younger brother. I'm 23 years old, living in Brooklyn. I just got married about a year ago to my wife, Sarah. And yeah, so we both just graduated last May from Clemson. I got my bachelor's in computer science. Shortly after that, we got married in Charleston, South Carolina. And then right after our honeymoon, we flew straight to New York City. So we've been doing the whole New York thing here.
Nice. And I'm a little bit of a fangirl of what you do for a living. Who do you work for?
I am a full stack software engineer for Morning Brew. So we are an email-first newsletter or email-first media company, and we're actually starting to dip our toes into other mediums.
I'm going to put my reference link in the show notes. Please click on that, and I will get sweet Morning Brew swag.
Very nice. Well, it's been cool for me to. It's always fun to work with my brothers on different projects. So it's been cool to work with Ben on this. And I know, Logan, obviously we wanted to bring Ben in pretty early on into this podcast because of all of his sweet computing skills and website building skills and technical savvy stuff that we don't know as well. But Ben, I guess I'm curious a little bit for you. I want to start diving in a little bit about why you are interested in joining us. But before we get like really far into that, just to kind of build up some of that backstory, why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of your testimony and maybe what role if music and some of the stuff that we've been talking about this podcast really plays into some of that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a good order because I think that my testimony will actually play a lot into the reason that I'm super excited about this podcast. So yeah, I think to start off a little bit of backstory, I was actually born with a disease called multiple epiphyseal dysplasia. And that, you probably don't know what that is, but it's a disease that affects bone formation and it creates abnormalities that ultimately cause severe arthritis. In my case, it would have caused me to not be able to walk unless surgically corrected. As a kid, I could walk, I could play sports, but most of the time it was painful for me to do those things for extended periods of time. And after speaking to the doctors, they told us that if I didn't get the surgery to fix it, I would likely be in a wheelchair as an adult. So my mom and my dad, they wanted something that I could do, some sort of activity that I would be able to do regardless of my ability to walk, which kind of is where music stepped into my life. From there, my mom, she taught piano, so she taught me a lot of the basics. And then I was off and on with a few teachers. I started with classical music. I eventually did some jazz. And then from there, I joined the youth group band at my church. And that's really where my musical interest took off. The reason I think that my musical interest really took off from that point is I really enjoyed being on stage with the flashing lights and all eyes on me, which if you know me, it doesn't make a lot of sense because I'm kind of an awkward guy. Like this podcast is actually hard for me because I don't enjoy talking about myself, but I can no problem get up on a stage and sing a song in front of a bunch of strangers like that. That is not an issue for me whatsoever. And then I actually, listening to Logan's Grace Note, something that resonated with me a lot was I think I was up on this stage for the wrong reasons because I didn't really understand what I was doing up there. To me, I think I was a performer. And, you know, if you think about it, like as a young musician in the church, you constantly have people praising you and clapping after every song. And that validation, it feels really great, but it points you in the wrong direction. And I think that that's where I was at, you know, middle school, high school, and even into college. And then, you know, once I got into college, I got in with this really great group of Christian guys. And that played a significant role in shaping my faith and shifting my focus from worship being a performance into it being an act of worship and service to the church.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can very much relate to that in terms of, in a way, it makes you feel like you're a quote-unquote good Christian, because if people were moved or impressed or whatever you call it by your abilities, then it validates you in a way. But, you know, you and I both were kind of missing the boat with thinking that our ability was of us, when really it was just a gift given from God. Yeah, that's awesome. I never knew that about you, so that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, and I love looking back and thinking about some of your stories with your surgery, because I remember as a kid, we'd be walking through the mall and we'd have to stop at like the benches in between stores. And then I remember this was a number of years ago, I guess now, but we did a backpacking trip together and we hiked 21 miles in a single day. And it's like, to like compare those two things, you know, like it's really incredible to see that what God, you know, how God's brought you through all of that, but yet still able to use some of that suffering time to build up a passion that's leading into even today.
Yeah. What was that surgery process like in terms of going into it and recovery, and how was that for you mentally and emotionally and physically?
Yeah. To be honest, I was really young at the time. I think I was in elementary school for the majority of the surgeries. There were multiple surgeries. So I had three surgeries. One was a correction. And then the second one was follow-up surgery to the first one. And then the third one was a follow-up surgery to that one. Yeah, I was really young. I honestly, I don't remember a lot about how it affected me emotionally, but I think that it still affects me to this day. And Andrew hit on it a little bit. It's truly incredible that I was at one point in my life where the doctors were telling me I was not going to be able to walk as an adult. And then, you know, Andrew and I went on a 21 mile hike one day. Like that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know Ben won't probably share all this himself, because like you say, didn't like talking about himself, but part of what I saw as an older brother watching him grow up through this is emotionally is like seeing like a level of perseverance. You know, I remember in college, Ben took up rock climbing, and there's a lot of leg motion that's needed for that. But it was like, well, I'll just only use my arms and lift myself up with my arms only and things like that, you know. But I think what's been neat, too, is to see that very personality type really lends itself to all of the different aspects of your life. So I guess, you know, kind of coming out of that, I know, you know, I've seen you get, you're very passionate when you get into something, you were going to work really hard at it. So like what other things are you passionate about? And kind of, you know, specifically for this podcast, getting at that, like, how are those passions, how have they made you want to get involved into something like this podcast?
I would say that pretty much everything that I'm passionate about comes down to one thing. And that is that I really like to create things. As you guys know from the start of this podcast, I'm working on like the technical side of things. So I'm working on the website. I do some of the, you know, social media, Photoshop stuff. I love photography, music production, all that stuff. But it all relates, because it's about creating something. And I think that what you asked me was, why are you passionate about jumping in on this podcast? And that kind of relates back to my testimony of, I felt like I was not doing worship for the right reasons. And I think that if I had this podcast and this resource back then, it would have been incredible for my faith. And it would have been great just to have something to lead me and point me in the right direction.
Yeah, very awesome. Yeah, I know that's true for all of us, I guess, really, in that, like, how cool is it to be able to create things and do what we love and it be used for kingdom work?
Yeah.
Well, final question for us for today. This is one that I think we stole from another one of our friends' podcasts.
Yeah.
That we love. We're basically, you know, this is, we're recording this. It's now May 2020. And so, Ben, we're just curious, What kind of stuff are you watching? What are you listening to? What are you reading? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, for me, watching TV is very much a entertainment thing. Most of my time I spend, you know, working on various side projects. So whenever I'm watching TV, I'm watching it for like, you know, silly little cartoons. Right now I'm watching Bob's Burgers with Sarah.
Nice. It's
absolutely hilarious.
Nice.
What am I listening to? It's interesting, after moving to New York, you know, not right now, but previously you would be walking everywhere or riding a train. And I think I didn't realize how much music I listened to driving. And now that I don't drive, I don't listen to a whole lot of music, which is kind of crazy.
You're not a headphone walker or subway rider?
I am sometimes, but also sometimes there's just so much going on around me. You gotta look up and see what's going on so you don't, you know. But yeah, what am I listening to? Man, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
Ooh.
Got to shout out Taylor Swift.
That is awesome. I did not know that about you.
He's been a big Taylor Swift fan.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift album? Like, if there was one that you had to keep throughout all of them. I know my answer, so I really anticipated to hear yours.
I think I've got to go 1989.
Oof. Mine was Red.
Red was pretty solid. I almost said the Taylor Swift album from back in the early 2000s, but...
Man. See, for me, I was really anti Taylor Swift for the whole country journey, and then Red is really what turned the corner. I was like, all right, this girl's got some skills, and it was all good from there.
I think what I loved about her starting out in country and moving to pop is it shows that she was like very willing to change with what her audience was changing with. You know, like she started like her audience was very much country, but then as they started like to grow up, people started listening to more pop, and she like changed along with that. But anyways, yeah.
That was a great side segment. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, you guys can go start a Taylor Swift podcast. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then what am I reading? I consistently juggle several books. Right now I'm reading a book called Practical Object Oriented Design.
Sounds really boring.
Sounds super fascinating. Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm also reading a book by Nir Eyal called Hooked, and I've got a couple of personal finance books that I thumb through every once in a while. But yeah, that's me.
I will probably read none of those books in my future. Not, yeah. I'm not smart enough for that.
But yeah, well, it's really great to have that technical side that sometimes we're less savvy on. Joining us on that's going to be a big help, I know, as we continue doing other things with this podcast. We've got a lot of big visions up ahead for a website that's going to be releasing out soon, that'll be kind of a repository for all the things that we're doing here, and have even more, a lot, we're looking at articles and all kinds of other great stuff for you guys. So we'll have Ben to thank for a lot of that. So we really just wanted to let you guys get to know him a little bit, to know who's all working on this. And this will probably, I guess, for right now, wrap up the About Us series on the Grace Notes. So they'll be there for new people that come on that wonder who's talking and who's doing all of this. But kind of after this, I believe a lot of the Grace Notes are going to be more topically based, where we're going to look at a lot of different aspects of worship. So I know one of the ones we want to look at next is going to be on like childlike worship. And we want to look at what does worship look like in different countries? And, you know, is it important that people on stage are worshiping, or can they, you know, all those types of content. So we're really excited about what this Grace Note series can offer us, but it's also, hopefully you guys know a little bit now about who's talking, who's working on this. And, we just really want to be all a team together.
Yeah. I'm super stoked about the website. And Ben is going to be 100% the only one to thank for that. So we're looking forward to it. And it'll be coming soon.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys.
And it said, welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York.
Thanks again for joining us on this episode of To the Choir Master Grace Note. If you haven't already, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to good podcasts. We do have an email address. We would love to hear any feedback or words of encouragement from you. That email is team, T-E-A-M, at tothechoirmaster.com.
Me, welcome to New York. It's been waiting for us.